This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This weekend marks the 50th anniversary of a confrontation between civil rights marchers and Alabama state troopers, the confrontation known as Bloody Sunday. That event sparked the passage of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Thousands of people will gather in Selma, Alabama this weekend commemorating that 50th anniversary, including my next guest, Gloria Mills. She's a retired teacher and librarian with the Detroit Public Schools. Gloria Mills, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
Tell us what happened on that Sunday in 1965.
Well, from what I could remember, the whole civil rights thing, there was something going on almost all of the time. And that particular time, it came to a head because Jimmie Lee Jackson had been shot by police, and they were going to originally take his coffin to the Capitol in Montgomery. That was the purpose of going from Selma to Montgomery. But as everybody knows, the powers that be, the governor's office, was not going to let them do that. So that's when the people were beaten back literally so that they couldn't cross the bridge.
And that was hundreds of protesters, wasn't it?
Yes. And there are people like John Lewis who are alive and well today who can tell you all about it. And that's the amazing thing, that's to have the living history. And people need to know that and never forget it.
So the commemoration of Bloody Sunday, that terrible day on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, what will be happening during your trip? What will you be seeing and doing?
Okay, first of all, a lot of the people have never really been there, been in Alabama. A lot of them haven't been south, okay? We're going to see some of the historic sites and literally see the places where the people actually were. And the folks in Selma do an excellent job of putting together a series of workshops and very great educational things. They bring in as many people who they call foot soldiers who were there and took part in the march. So it's just a very excellent time to hear some personal histories of the people who were there. Too often we read what I call Reader's Digest versions of things that happen in history, and it's up to the person writing to talk about what they think is important. This way you get to hear from the people who were there. And that's why I find it such a valuable place to go and such a great event to participate in.
Gloria, you are a retired teacher. You're a librarian.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, from that perspective, what are your thoughts about what that history from 50 years ago will teach us for today?
Well, first of all, because of all the electronics and so forth, young people today are only into popular culture. They have about a history in themselves of about 4 or 5 years. So they have a hard time even dealing with 50 years, but they need to be able to do that. So that's why I find it to be so important, because people forget too easily the things that people went through to get them to a certain point. So that's what I think is very important, that history is important, because if you don't know your history, it's so easy to repeat it. And we're seeing things now. The suppression of voter rights and all of those kinds of things that people fought for. And people need to be conscious of it so we won't lose the things that had been gained.
Yes, I wondered if you are watching things that are happening in the news and things, decisions being made. That you're concerned about keeping those voting rights intact.
Oh, definitely. We can't afford to lose any kind of rights on any level. So that's why it's also very important. And some people are aware and some aren't. And once again, younger people who weren't around 50 years ago, they need to know it and see it and all those kinds of things to be conscious of what can happen if they're not vigilant about people's rights.
Retired teacher and librarian Gloria Mills, who's organizing a bus trip to Selma, Alabama. They're leaving today, marking the 50th anniversary this weekend of Bloody Sunday. Gloria, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, you're quite welcome.